acknowledge that there is a very deep core level of energy in your physical body that runs above your head, through your physical body, down into the core of the earth, which affects the clarity of your ability to accomplish what it is that you set your intention to accomplish. When this line is wobbly, when this line of intention is distorted, it means that we are working against ourselves. It means that there are voices deep inside ourselves in the level of the subconscious that is saying to us, you really don't want to do that. There's not enough time. You don't want to do that. And so we wind up being split. Part of us wants to get well, and part of us says, no, I'm fine just the way I am. I'll just amble about. Let's then simply acknowledge this line of intention that I will call the Hara, H-A-R-A, exists. It has a profound impact on our ability to maintain a state of health and wellness. Having acknowledged that this particular line of intention exists, take your two hands and just with your imagination, this may sound a bit strange, take it out of your body and hold it with your two hands in front of you. Literally, hold this line of intention in front of you. You can hold it as it is up and down vertically, or if you wish, you can shift it and hold it horizontally. Hold your line of intention now. Just take it out of your body and hold it with your two hands. And ask yourself, okay, what's here now? You might want to feel up and down the line of intention and just assess where it's at. Are you wobbly anywhere? Are you weak anywhere? From the head to the chest, to the thighs, to the feet. How does your line of intention really feel with your hands? Does it have sparks of energy? Does it feel electrical? Is it highly charged? Or is it grounded now? Does it feel safe? Or does this line of energy feel anxious and fearful? Make an assessment now. Use your intuition to assess where your own line of intention lies. And the sense and the gut feeling you get in the very beginning is going to be the right one. So whatever you get now, whatever sense about your line of intention now, acknowledge it, honor it. And let's now do an adjustment of this line of intention. Holding this entire line in front of you now, imagine that you are looking at your spine in front of you. And holding this entire line of intention, or what we call Ahura, say with me out loud, please, I, and say your name, restore, rejuvenate, and reintegrate my line of intention and my Ahura to perfect balance for me today, tomorrow, this entire week, this entire month, this entire year, for the rest of my life. And with a quick breath in, blow that breath now out to your spine as we do it together. And you may want to blow a second time. You may want to blow a third time. holding that line now with your hands. There may be a bit of jiggling, a bit of rattling and rocking and rolling. Allow the energy to unfold and roll out. Notice it reaches a peak and then begins to settle back and become a bit quieter as your body begins to settle down a bit. When it feels like this cycle has ended, and only when it feels like it has ended, as you're holding your line of intention, place it back into your physical body. Now, how do you feel now as compared to just before we started? I'm doing this along with you, and I notice a profound difference when I do it for myself. You can do this anywhere, anytime. When you feel unsteady, when you feel the likelihood of falling may be present, when you feel mobility challenges, when you feel anxious, when you feel fearful, when you feel disconnected from others and from yourself, when you strengthen your line of intention, you become clear about what it is that you want to accomplish today, now, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, and throughout your entire life. It's a good thing to strengthen your line of intention every day, for as you do, you will observe an improvement in how you are feeling. Intention is everything. You are connected to Parkinson's Recovery, and this is Robert Rogers. Have a magnificent day, week, month, year, and of course, life. Good day.